Donegal division seems to be earmarked for merger with Sligo Leitrim, something I really don't understand what logic has been applied. We look at a division, the only division that would come close to Donegal would be Kerry, which is actually 100 less members, similar sort of geography, but not as isolated and doesn't have the border, and yet Kerry is surviving. So why Donegal would be merged is, I'm looking forward to have that logic outlined to me. And I would say our experience in the past of what they call streamlining of administrative boundaries has been the closure of the Glenties district. My members' experience and the people of Donegal's experience has been that has been a downgrading of service. We have not seen any evidence put on the table to show us that this, what's been proposed, will in any way enhance or increase the service of the public. And as I say, based on our experience of previous projects like this, and indeed looking at what happened in the UK, the experience has been there's been a downgrading of service and a reduction in services. The future Commission of Policing report, it's very much as vocal in advocating community policing and localised policing. Yet what's been banded about here is actually a further distancing of management layers and a lack of accessibility for community groups, for local representatives, for businesses to their local police managers who get to make decisions about operational policing in their area. So certainly would have huge concerns, keep an open mind, but have seen nothing to convince us that this is a forward step. It seems to be more thinking around with lines on maps rather than actually delivering for frontline services and frontline policing and giving our members the modern tools, equipment and training that they want to do their job, which is what we thought modernisation and transformation would deliver. It has been scrapped. We're now in a new place, but again we see all we're talking about is administration and lines and maps.
And you did touch on there that management could be placed elsewhere. It is expected that the chief superintendent will be now situated in Sligo. Is that going to create problems, do you think, down the line?
Well, look, we can't confirm that the chief is going to be moved. The chief could well be in Donegal. We're probably moving between two locations. But yes, it comes down to accessibility. And as managers at the moment speak about the isolation and the difficulty they have with getting hands-on with huge geographical areas. And again, if you move that further and lesser, it's definitely a diminution, I would say, of the connection between the people that are serving communities, the communities themselves, and that layer of management. Look, I don't speak for management. I'm often critical of management. But at the end of the day, the boss needs to be hands-on, know what's going on, and have the knowledge to make decisions that are suitable for the unique. And I say Donegal has unique circumstances. No other division in the county that is the same circumstances as Donegal. We have the border on one side and the Atlantic Ocean on the other. We're completely isolated. Yes, Sligo Leitrim is our neighbouring division, but we don't really neighbour. We're connected by a small stretch of land. And if we are the one division that is entirely unique, and yet we're being merged, and other divisions with less unique circumstances aren't merged. Again, we look to Dublin. No changes in Dublin. Very much, you could throw a stone from one division to the next in Dublin and the likes of the city centre, yet they're not being affected in any way, and they have very similar policing dynamics from one division to the other.